Do you want to be healthier, yet you just don't know what to do? All these shows telling you this and that, but nothing seems to work. Well, listen close. Golden State Media Concepts has got something great for you. The health and wellness podcast dedicated to workout trends, healthy eating habits, diet, and everything about healthy living. Join us in our banters as we help you not just live life to the fullest, but live it to the healthiest.
Hi, everybody. Thanks for listening to the GSMC Health and Wellness Podcast. I'm Mariano.
And I'm Pauline.
And we've got a couple great topics for you today. The first being bulking versus cutting. And then after that, we're going to dive into the differences between dirty bulking and clean bulking. But we'll get into that one later. Now, we wanted to start with bulking versus cutting because a lot of people that are newer to the gym, mm-hmm. The thing is, when you first start working out, you build so much faster. You know, so like, let's say the first 4 months of working out, you can build about like 2.5 pounds of muscle per month.
Right.
Somebody who's been working out more for like 4 or 5 years, you gain more like 1 pound a month. It's way harder.
Right.
So people kind of learn that process, because the thing about bulking, the reason for this fluctuation is because when you bulk up, that means that you're eating a caloric surplus. You're eating more than what your body requires to maintain. And that causes you to have what you need to build extra muscle to make your body bigger than it already is, you know, currently. Mm-hmm. But there's no way really to stop you from also building a little bit of fat on top of it, which isn't necessarily bad because you get all the extra energy from all the extra carbs and everything that you're eating. Mm-hmm. So you can work out harder, you know.
Right.
Your workouts are harder. You're stronger because of all the extra nutrients in you. You get bigger, but you get a little chubby. So
right.
After that, then you cut down, but you get weaker, you lose energy, you lose water, you know, but you lose fat.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is, it's really hard to stay lean like that and build muscle because, you know, again, you get the extra energy and stuff from having all the extra food in you. So I guess we should start by kind of going over maybe like a normal cycle. Like I'm small. My goal right now is to get a lot bigger.
Mm-hmm.
So I would probably bulk for like 6 or 7 months at a time.
Oh, wow.
And a cut would only be like maybe 2 months, if that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because I'm naturally like a skinny person, so getting big is my problem.
Mm-hmm.
You know, losing fat is not really that hard. So for me, let's say, for me to maintain my like body, technically probably be somewhere around, I don't know, what, 2,000, 2,200 calories.
Mm-hmm.
I try to eat more like 3,500, which is a ton. You know, I can't always get in that amount, so I end up eating like 28 to 3,000 maybe. Which is right about the sweet spot for bulking, about 500 more than you're supposed to eat. And it allows me to keep that extra energy. I notice on days when I eat a lot of like pastas or a lot of different carbs, the
right.
next day I'm like really strong in the gym.
Mm-hmm.
And because of that, I focus better because I feel like, wow, like I'm, you know, look at all this weight I'm pushing. It helps me mentally kind of get into the game. On days where I don't do that so much, I feel weaker and I feel less energized and I feel dehydrated, which makes me feel like I don't want to do this. Like
yeah.
if I'm underweight thinking, man, I was just doing this last week and it's so heavy right now, I'm kind of like, oh, this sucks, you know?
Right.
And it throws off everything else. And if you're not lifting that hard, then after the gym, you're not that hungry and everything, you know, just fluctuates.
Yeah.
Or you don't sleep that good that night. So a big thing for bulking, I think, that a lot of people kind of mess up with is you don't eat enough. We always tell people that if you're not eating right, you might as well just not work out.
I know. Yeah.
You
know, we talk about that every, because it is true. It's very true.
But that's the hard thing. I think it's hard mentally because so many people are like, you're in the gym. You can tell it's hard. Like you can tell you're lifting heavy weight.
Mm-hmm.
And technically they say, if you know how to flex your muscles and, you know, keep everything just right, you really don't need to keep progressing in weights. Like I could use one weight and just keep building off of it. But the weights are great because they serve as like markers.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm stronger, I know because I'm pushing more weight. And it's something that I can easily like just count up really quick, you know? Oh, I pushed 185. Now I'm pushing 205.
Yeah,
like
you
it's,
can
you know.
Quantify it.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Now, food, I think people have a harder time with because number one, they feel like they're going to get fat. Now, you're not going to get fat. You're going to take some fat with the muscle.
Right.
You know, I've noticed people bulking who take it serious. You'll probably bulk like 5 pounds, three, four, like, let's say like 4 or 5 pounds a month, But again, you're only looking, realistically, you can only gain about 2.5 pounds of muscle at the most. So that means those other pounds are fat,
mm-hmm.
you know, and it's going to happen. There's no way around it, because when you're taking that surplus of calories, your body's going to store that stuff as fat. Now, working out hard, you use a lot of your carbs and then, you know, to push that extra weight because you're so much stronger. So when you're resting, you'll burn fat, but you're eating so much that you kind of maintain it a little bit,
mm-hmm.
you know, but then you cut down and then, you know. But it's hard to kind of wrap your head around the idea that you need to eat. It's easy to push yourself working out underweight, but it's hard to like push yourself when you don't think you're that hungry, you know, because there's no way to gauge it. You don't feel like a burn or like a pump when you're stuffing yourself, you know.
Exactly.
You just feel like, man, this is pointless. Like, I'm going to get fat. Like, this is not what fit people do. Like, people have that kind of misconception,
mm-hmm.
you know, and it's like, but the point is you need your body to grow. You know, right now your body's used to being a certain weight and you want it to be more so, but your body's spent so much time being at this weight, doing what it does. It's already in its routine. Okay, look, let's eat this much. Now we're full. Now let's stop.
Right.
You need to retrain it. No, I need you to eat more. Your body's going to get bigger and you need it to eat even more. Then it's going to get even bigger, which means it'll get hungrier because it's a bigger thing now. It needs more food.
Uh-huh.
You know, that's, I think, one of the biggest mistakes. Another thing, too, that I wanted to get into was the differences in supplementation between bulking and shredding.
Oh, mm-hmm.
And it sounds interesting, but
mm-hmm.
when I bulk, this is what I take. Protein powder,
mm-hmm.
Creatine, fish oil, multivitamin, and there's one more thing. Maybe that's it, actually. Yeah, that's it.
Uh-huh.
Now, the reasons, simple, right? Protein to build.
Right.
Creatine to build. The fish oil and multivitamin to make sure that I'm getting what I need. The fish oil I take because it helps, like, it makes your body more efficient with the protein synthesis and it helps everything, you know. It's like oil in a car. Now, when I'm cutting, though,
mm-hmm.
no creatine, more protein powder, fish oil, multivitamin, and pre-workout. And the reason for this is, the creatine holds that extra water weight, which I'm trying to cut to lean out,
mm-hmm.
you know, on top of the fat. It's really more important for me to take the fish oil and multivitamin when I'm cutting, because I'm cutting a lot of food. My body's in a caloric deficit compared to what it's used to. And it's really hard in your metabolism. People need to be careful with that, you know?
Right.
It's hard in your body to, you know, to go from one thing to another because it feels like it's starving. You're not, you know?
But
I can
eat.
I can go from 3,000 to 2,000 calories and, like, even really 1,500 calories probably, and I wouldn't starve at all.
Mm-hmm.
That's you know, not plenty, but I'm not going to starve on that.
Yeah.
But it's hard on your body because your body doesn't know what's going on, you know? Now, the pre-workout is because you have so much less energy. You know, there's less fuel in you, right? Plain and simple. And in order to kind of keep your workouts efficient, a good pre-workout is, like, essential. The reason I don't take it when I'm bulking
mm-hmm.
is because if you take it all the time, you kind of grow, like, immune to it. Like, I've noticed I'll buy a pre-workout and I'll take a scoop and I'm, like, on crack. And, my fingers are all tingly and I have that really good, like, itchy feeling in my face. Like, when you roll around in grass.
Uh-huh.
If I take it for, like, you know, by the end of it, like, the 30 days, I need to take, like, 2 scoops. Otherwise, I don't feel anything.
Right.
It helps, too, with the kind of pump. Like, you get the nitric oxide flowing through you. And it helps blood flow through the body. Which, again, when you're in that caloric deficit, it's really important because the blood flowing better means all the nutrients, especially with the multivitamin and the fish oil, they are moving into the muscle,
mm-hmm.
you know, and it makes it easier for the muscle to get what it needs, you know, in this kind of harder time that you're putting it through. So I think it's really important. Get yourself a pre-workout and really make sure you're getting in your body's, like, protein levels for the day.
Right.
And evenly. People make the mistake of, like, they, you know, they eat and take protein and then eat, take protein, like, 3 times a day.
Mm-hmm.
I would eat, take the protein between meals. That way you keep your protein level spiked.
Yeah.
You know, it's a consistent thing. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
That was one big thing there. And, you know, when you're bulking, I would just keep up on the creatine, keep up on your water intake, because the more hydrated you are, the harder you can work. You know, it's all about maximizing what you push. The way I kind of see it is, like, well, you know, when a rocket takes off into space,
yeah.
and it's got those extra boosters attached to it,
mm-hmm.
but then those things fall off. To me, that's the fat and the water weight of, like, creatine and extra calories. They're going to come off eventually, but they're just something to get you to where you need to go. They need to be there. It's like an additive.
Yeah, that's really good.
You know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That makes sense. And, with that being said, we want to dive into, you know, the difference between clean bulking, dirty bulking, which one of these, maybe not healthier, but which one of these fits you better, which one, you know, and that's something you can decide for yourself. But we just want to give you guys some quick tips, and hopefully that would make that decision just a little bit easier right after we take this quick break.
Check out the show that's built on the MMA, from the UFC to extreme cage fighting. They got the fights covered. Check out the GSMC MMA podcast. Get the latest news on past or upcoming fights. Join us as we talk to and about some of the biggest names in the MMA, past, present, and future. When it's the fight game, there's just one show to check out. GSMCpodcast.com/MMA-podcast. Don't forget to like them on Facebook and follow them on Twitter. Visit GSMCpodcast.com for more info.
Welcome back, everybody. Thanks for listening to the GSMC Health and Wellness Podcast. I'm Mariano.
And I'm Pauline.
And, right before the break, we got into bulking versus cutting. Now that we've got that squared away, that little bit of foundation there, mm-hmm. we want to talk about the difference between dirty bulking and clean bulking. And these are the definitions that I found on bodybuilding.com. Mm-hmm. Clean bulking means eating up to 500 calories above the daily amount required for maintenance in order to build muscle while limiting fat, because you're eating only up to 500 extra calories.
Right.
So you'll still build fat, but not that much. Dirty mm-hmm. bulking is eating well over those 500 calories that are already above the daily requirement for maintenance.
Okay.
So that means you're going to take on even more fat, but it also means that you'll build muscle and strength a little bit quicker. You know, but there are kind of ups and downs for each of them because, well, first of all, actually, let me get into this. People, like everyone who, that's the first time I've ever heard the difference explained that way.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people consider clean versus dirty bulking to mean like you eat cleaner or you just
eat
whatever.
I was going to say, yeah.
Yeah.
Good that's, versus bad.
That's exactly what I thought too when I read this.
That you're eating, yeah. Because I actually had a friend who I would have said was trying to do dirty bulking, but uh-huh. according to these definitions, no. He was just trying to get in calories. So he was eating a lot of anything all the time.
I would consider that dirty bulking.
Though. Yeah. You know, like he was eating like a lot of fast food. Like he was just eating food, like anything. And just to try to gain weight. And it actually didn't really even really work. It just made him always sick. Like,
yeah. Well, you have to be careful because
so much trash all the time.
You have to be careful because I know exactly what you're talking about. Mm-hmm. My friend is the same. And
yeah.
And the thing is, I think anyway, the reason why it doesn't work is because your body needs fuel.
Yeah, you know, like actual food, nutrients.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Fast food doesn't have that.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I was saying it's important to get in your multivitamin, your fish oil.
Right.
Because you're losing out on a lot of stuff when you diet. Like I eat a lot of chicken, veggies, and it makes me wonder sometimes, like, what am I not eating?
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I bought myself a multivitamin and a fish oil. And guess what? Lately, I've been feeling great.
Mm-hmm.
Like the difference is so noticeable. And the strength like difference is noticeable too, because I have cut carbs so low. I was way weaker. Remember I was telling you?
Yeah.
And I went back to the gym after having these things in me, and I'm not like quite back to where I was, but I'm so much closer.
Mm-hmm.
These things make a huge difference. I didn't realize my body was like depleted of these things.
Right.
But to me, dirty bulking also kind of entails like just eating whatever, because yeah, calories, sure, but you need to have the right calories too.
Exactly.
Like, you know, a certain amount of those need to be protein, you know, your carbs, your fats, all these different things are essential.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're, I can technically eat like 14, you know, Kit Kats in a day, I guess. But
right,
that's not going to help.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, it's not going to help me build muscle.
Gonna, mm-hmm.
But,
and I remember telling him, I was like, it doesn't really work
that
way. Just because you get two burgers at Jack in a Box doesn't mean like you're going to get a gut probably,
yeah.
But that's about it.
But that's not, but no muscle.
Yeah. Yeah. I was like, you're going to like just feel yucky, you know, all the time. He was an athlete too, so I was like, I don't think this is very wise.
Yeah, see, I wouldn't do that. The farthest I've ever went with dirty bulking
mm-hmm.
was I would eat clean, but I would eat like, the thing is like eating out, like the food is so good tasting.
Mm-hmm.
So I would eat at least a meal like that a day
mm-hmm.
on top of my other meals, because you eat clean, then you're like, oh, I'm full. But then you see some good food and you're like, oh, I could probably squeeze that in. So it helps you get, you know, that into you.
Right.
But even that, I kind of wouldn't recommend. I would probably just recommend trying to find ways to make your food better, like some barbecue sauce or some lemon or something.
Yeah.
But the thing about the dirty bulk, though, is number one, guys take on a lot of like fast food and all that stuff has a lot of like sugar, a lot of salt. Yeah.
A lot of salt.
Like preservatives, additives, color. Mm-hmm. And also, there's a such thing as metabolic damage.
Mm-hmm.
The thing is, if you're building your body that quickly, you're going to take on all that extra fat. And when you try to cut all that fat off your body, your metabolism is going to, you know, get punched in the face and it's like, whoa, yeah. What's going on here? And if it's a little too drastic and not gradual enough, your body could sustain some actual damage that could kind of harm you in the long run. Now, clean bulking, you're still going to take on some fat, but because you're eating less calories, only 500 or only up to 500 more than what you need, mm-hmm. you know, so that you can build. You're going to build a little slower. You're not going to make strength or muscle gains as quickly, but you will make them.
Yeah.
But you're going to build less fat, which means the cutting will be so much easier,
mm-hmm.
you know? So for me personally, I clean bulk. Like I'd yeah. rather clean bulk. Even with the other definition, I don't really eat too many. Like if I do eat something, like I splurge, that's a splurge. It's not like a normal thing for me.
Right.
It'll be like once every, I don't know, you know, maybe 4 or 5 days at the most.
Yeah.
I've gone like 3 months without even touching a, you know, but a lot of guys that try to dirty bulk, they do get a little chubby. I've yeah. noticed that. Like they get stronger technically, but they don't, the point is to look better and they don't look better.
Yeah, their bellies, I'm telling you.
Yeah, it gets hard. Well, not even just their bellies, but like their arms get a little flabby. Their face gets chubby. Like, mm-hmm. you know, it's difficult. But I can understand, though, because I've met some people that are like really skinny mm-hmm. and like tall and skinny. And, you know, they're like, look, I just want to put on size. I've even met some people where if they even put on just a little bit of fat, they would look better, you know, because they're that skinny.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess for them, you know, dirty bulking could be okay, but just be careful with your metabolism.
Yeah.
But in my opinion, I would clean bulk, you know, just stick to your supplements and everything that to keep your workouts like hard, to keep the intensity up.
Right.
But I don't know. Would you clean or dirty bulk?
I think clean.
Yeah?
Yeah. And because I...
If you're trying to build muscle?
Yeah. Because I don't... I'm already like... I don't think... Well, for me, because you run the risk of just trying to... fill in calories because you're trying to make calories when you're like dirty bulking
mm-hmm.
that you do like it you take the chance of eating foods that aren't good for you because you're trying to make that calorie cap
right.
you know so you risk it because like how we were saying it's just like okay I'll just get large fries then or something like you know like you're adding it but it's so you're not necessarily it leaves room to not make good choices on what you're going to consume just to try to make those calories.
Oh, that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just afraid of hurting my metabolism.
Yeah, that too.
You know, my metabolism, mm-hmm. it's been good to me. I've stayed pretty
yeah.
thin. I mean, I don't want to like mess with it too much. And I'm thinking of right. like when you're older, because I want to do fitness as like a lifestyle. You mm-hmm. know, I don't want to be one of those people that's like, oh, look at my picture when I was 25. I was so huge, just benching 5,000 pounds.
Right.
And then you look at them when they're like 40 and you're like, oh,
yeah,
I didn't. Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to be that guy that is like 60 and looks like C.T. Fletcher,
mm-hmm.
you know,
mm-hmm.
but that's a gradual process. You know, he didn't wake up like that.
Right.
You know what I mean? But it must be hard to. The thing, too, about clean and dirty bulking is when we talk about it, like in our term of, you know, eating whatever you want versus eating clean
mm-hmm.
is what, you know, that whole kind of Rick Ross stigma where it's good to diet. But it's mm-hmm. also good to allow enough leeway in the diet that you can do it and not get bored of it.
Yeah.
You know? And so that kind of brings up a little interesting thing there because I have a real hard problem. Like one of my big problems in everything is I hate to admit like when I can't do something,
mm-hmm.
you know? So if I'm like really tired, I'll just deal with it until I'm like sick or, yeah. you know, but I'm learning that like it's okay to have a cheat meal every here and there because it keeps you kind of on track. And it's funny that it actually pushes you on track. Like I'll be eating clean, and then I really crave something and I eat it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm so like afraid because I ate it that now I'm back to clean eating.
Right.
You know what I mean? It mm-hmm. like it kicks me right back in the other direction. And I think it's important to allow yourself that leeway because that is that's a little more realistic for like a long-term diet, you know? If I am still allowed to eat what I want every now and again, right, that's something I'm more likely going to do for like, you know, the rest of my life, you know? I'm not going to eat just chicken and rice forever.
Right.
Like for every single meal. Yeah. It's boring. But that I think is a tricky thing. And also when guys bulk up, they bulk up too hard and they cut too hard. You know, it's not like you're like, I can bulk up to the size of like Phil Heath and then mm-hmm. just shred out, you know, it takes, you bulk cut, you know, mm-hmm. it takes years and it takes time. You know what I mean? And the more muscle you have and the longer you've been working out, the harder it is to build more muscle, which sucks.
Yeah, you know? It is.
But, you know, people need to understand it's a process. Lifting is not a quick thing, mm-hmm. you know? Everything needs to be on point. It's like a very tight-knit kind of balance of, like, sleep, nutrition, exercise, rest. I don't mean, like sleep and rest are two different things, like when you're not exercising. But it gets tricky, you know? People like get discouraged. The one thing that really helps me is the progress pictures, because you know, I see myself every day, so I really can't tell.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll take pictures and I'll look at them from like 1 month to the next or a couple months, and I'm like, whoa,
there's a really big difference.
Yeah, for good or bad. And if it's bad, then I'm like, whoops, I need to get back to the gym,
right?
But you know, that's one thing that helps, and that's actually something that we'll get into in the next episode. So we do need to take a quick commercial break, and then we've got a couple more topics for you. We will be right back.
Tired of searching the vast jungle of podcasts? Now listen close and hear this out. There's a podcast network that covers just about everything that you've been searching.
Hey!
The Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network is here. Nothing less than a podcast bliss with endless hours of podcast coverage. From news, sports, music, fashion, cooking, entertainment, fantasy, football, and so much more. So stop lurking around and go straight out to the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. Guaranteed to fill that podcast itch. Whatever it may be. Visit us at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter, and download us on iTunes, SoundCloud, and Google Play.
Welcome back, everybody. Thanks for listening to the GSMC Health and Wellness Podcast. I'm Mariano.
And I'm Pauline.
And one last thing that we wanted to get into, we were talking about, you know, bulking and cutting, and then the difference between clean and dirty bulking, and why it's important to allow yourself just a little bit of leeway to keep yourself motivated and to set yourself a goal that's realistic, because, you know, fitness is something that takes time. And if you go at it like full force for 2 months and then fall off, you're not going to make the gains that you're looking for, you know? Whereas if you allow yourself just a little bit of leeway, but it's just enough that you can stay motivated over time, then you will see results.
Right.
Now, that being said, we wanted to talk about the importance of like a mental / emotional cheat day. Now, in my opinion, I like kind of silence and I like just hanging out sometimes when I'm tired. So, yeah, you know, there are those like lazy days for me that mm-hmm. I love / hate, because I feel lazy, right, but at the same time I'm like, you know what, this is necessary. I've got so many different things going on usually that I'm like, oh, I could be using this time to do this or this time to do this,
right?
But there are those days where you're like, you know what, screw all of it, I just want to do nothing at all, you know?
Right.
I just want to watch like Top Gear on Netflix.
I so kind of in a way do something like this all the time. Well, often enough, when I was away for school,
mm-hmm.
and where it would be maybe like we didn't have school on like a Monday or something like that for like a holiday, or I would pick like a weekend that I maybe had like work early in the morning, so I had like the rest of the day, and my plan for the day would be to do nothing. And so in a way you feel like lazy, but then at the same time you've accomplished that goal of doing nothing. And I wouldn't, and sometimes like one of my really good friends that I would hang out with all the time in college, like I would even let her know, like, today is just like my day. So like, don't even like bring up to me like there's a party tonight or something, because like I don't want to be like you know, like should I go, should I not, like, yeah, because then I would just say like, you know, today is like my day, and I would either like, it's if like I was coming home from like work, I would pick up food on the way, or like, you know, get some groceries on the way home, or I would just like order food, because I'd say to myself, once I get in the house, I don't even want to, you know, have to deal with like
going, I've had days where I don't even want to go to get the food.
Exactly. You know, and it's just like, but then you, and then I would either just like watch TV, how you were saying, or just like read, sleep if I needed to, you know, and just kind of like, and I don't know, I'm sure sometimes guys do this too, but like with girls, like I would like just have kind of like a day where I would just like do my nails that day, or like just kind of like relax and things, and just have like, like you said, just kind of like a mental and emotional like day where it's just all about yourself, that you're not dealing with other people. I would even sometimes turn my phone off, because I'm like, I don't want my friends like texting me or anything. And like there'd be even times when like I would probably only return like my mom's call or something, because like, you know, just depending on what it is that she may need. But I would just like not, I guess, yeah, ignore everyone. You know, just to have like a down, quiet day to kind of like recharge.
Exactly.
And things like that.
And it's funny what works and why. Like, mm-hmm. on my kind of, my like down days, I don't even like shave.
Yeah.
And for some weird mm-hmm. reason, the fact that I look scruffy feels good to me.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. You know, do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like you walk around in like just basketball shorts and you're right. happy about that.
Right.
No, I'm not sure why, but it's just something.
I'm like, I didn't even do my hair today. Exactly. I love it.
It's something refreshing about it, right?
Yep. There's no stress. Like you're just not worried about it, because it doesn't matter. And like there'd be times where, and my friend, she would always make fun of me. She would come, because there would be times when I'd be like, okay, you could come over, because like the end of the day, and I'm like, are you hungry? Because I'm kind of hungry. Do you want to drive me? Like, you know, because like I don't feel like driving or whatever. And she would say to me, like, our joke would be, did you even see the sun today? Because like I would keep the blinds and everything closed too.
I do that
and like
too.
Not even turn the light. Like it'd just be dark and things. And I'd be like, well, was it a nice sun today? Because I missed the entire thing, you know. And but then it's not one of those things that you necessarily have to feel bad about, because like I would tell her I accomplished my goal for the day.
It's not like you do it every day.
Turn off and be by myself all day.
Just kind of exist for a day.
Right. Yeah.
Me too.
Stress.
Me too, because it's like, you know, it's not like you do this every day. There's mm-hmm. a lot of things going on. We're making lots of progress in our lives and other things, but it's really hard. I think these days too, with like social media and phones and all this stuff, like it's really hard for people to switch off. And I am the worst. I cannot ever switch off. Sometimes I want to so bad, and I hate the fact that I can't. So on the rare occasion, like it is really rare, where like I don't feel like doing anything,
mm-hmm.
like I can lay down and actually not feel like I'm lazy for not getting up and going to the gym, or
right.
or not like, okay, I'm not going to go. And then 10 seconds later, I start imagining, oh, but you know what? You know,
yeah.
I could do this and I could do this. No, like there are those days where you wake up and you're like, yeah, I think I'm just going to hang out because mm-hmm. I deserve some me time. And like normally, I'm one of those weirdos where like I have to study like in some way what I'm trying to get to.
Right.
So like if I'm, you know, I'm a dog trainer, I love to lift, and I'd love to do a radio show, which is why we do these podcasts. So like even if I'm just sitting at home like watching movies or something, I won't watch like a movie. I'll be on YouTube watching like lifters and watching videos.
Mm-hmm.
Or I'll be watching some like dog training how-to videos and listening to people explain things, and it helps me explain things to other clients.
Right.
Or I'll be watching like interviews with Howard Stern and just kind of see how it's done,
mm-hmm.
you know? But on these days where I'm not feeling like that, like I feel like mentally too, I just don't want to take in any new information.
I just don't want to like have my brain, like I literally want my brain off.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So in that instance, I'll play something that I have like no interest in, or something that I have interest in, but I've seen before.
Yes.
Like an old, you know,
just
like an
background.
Old stand-up comedy. Exactly. It's just mm-hmm. background. And I'll turn away from like the TV and I'll just lay down and just mm-hmm. listen and fall asleep. And like I'll do that great thing where you doze in and out all day long.
Yeah.
So like you wake up and it's like 11 a.m. Then
you wake
back up.
Well, my favorites are like, my favorite when I would do this would be like when they're having like a Law & Order SVU like marathon.
Oh, that lasts forever.
And so like you wake up and you're like, oh yeah, cool. But then you fall asleep, but it's not really that big of a deal because there's going to be another episode on when you wake
up.
Yeah.
Well, my thing is, you know, I just listen to stand-up comedians because you can find those like YouTube playlists.
Mm-hmm.
So I wake up and it's someone new and I'm like, all right, that'll work. Like,
right.
Great, as long as you're funny. But I love the feeling of, like, when you fall asleep and you wake up and it's like 2 in the afternoon, then you do it again and it's like mm-hmm. 6, and you do it again and it's like 11 at night.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and yeah. you're like hibernating through the day. Yeah, I love really. That.
And it's kind of good because, like you were saying, it's not like you're doing it so often that your responsibilities start to, like, you know.
Yeah, exactly. It's just a day.
Track and everything, but it's just enough to just have, like, a day, whether, you know, where you just don't have to worry about things.
Do you ever guilt yourself?
Prepare. Huh?
Do you ever guilt yourself?
No.
Like, I'll be laying down with the intention of, like, okay, I'm not doing nothing. I'm doing something. I'm relaxing.
Yeah, yeah, true.
But.
Because it's hard to relax.
It is hard to relax.
Because you have to actually. Like, focus. Can be, I know. Stressful, yeah, to it relax because you're so focused stressful. On the fact that you need to relax.
I know. It's so stressful trying to relax. And also, if you guilt yourself, like, I'm like, yeah, okay, look, I just need to sit here and relax. And I'll look at my desk and there's, like, paperwork and stuff all over it. And I'm like, uh-huh. But you really need to get to that. You know, and I'm like, yeah, but, you know, and, like, I'll sit there and fight with myself. Like, you know, do you wash your clothes? You need to do this. You need to do this.
Right.
Wash my dog because they stink. So I'm going to do that when I get home.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah. You know, there's all these, like, little things that creep into my head that, like, come on, just do this, just do this. And I'm like, look, no, because I need just to calm mm-hmm. down.
It is true. And it is good. It helps to keep you just.
This may be gross, but, like, if I have, like, 2 days off or 3 days off, I don't even really shower. Just because I just want to lay there, like, you know, I just want to.
Just be completely off and not do anything.
Yeah, and not just that, but, like, I don't shower and, like, shave because I love, like, to see myself get scruffy.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why, but one, like, the best part of the whole thing is when your like, rest days are finally over and, like, you take a long shower and then you shave your face and then you look so much, you look ready to go,
mm-hmm.
you know,
mm-hmm.
and, like, the difference of relaxing mode to work mode is so apparent.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I mean? I love mm-hmm. that.
I think it is really good. And I think that you have to kind of. Like, you should plan these days. Like, if it happens, it happens. If you planned it, great, whatever. But have these days every so often.
Yeah, just listen to your body.
Where, yeah, you know, and then you just kind of, like, relax. And it is kind of difficult for some people. Because, like, there's even sometimes, like, because now that, like, since I've moved home from school, where everyone will just be, like, kind of, like, vegging out on the couch. And then my mom will be like, what are we having for dinner? And my brother and I will even be like, eh. Do we have to eat dinner today? Let's just eat fruits all night.
I know.
Night.
Like, I'm not that social, though. Like, if it's an off day for me, I'm just by myself.
Right. And so it's just like, let's just, you know, and you wake up and you're just like, TV's still on. Roll back over.
I'm still fat and like, I'm still like, like eating myself into a food coma.
So it's all good. And it's kind of just something that you need every once in a while. And not even like going on vacation, because sometimes vacations can be stressful.
Yeah, vacation to me is stressful.
Just like at home.
Yeah, I just want to relax.
Right.
I just want to, like, a vacation to me is something I would do when I have the energy.
Yeah.
You know, for me, like, I just want to just, can I just be home? Yeah, can I just do nothing? That'd be great.
Right.
But, you know, it just has that like great psychological kind of boost that really comes in handy every now and again. And again, it's every now and again, but, you know, the point is to listen to your body and to be able to just kind of accept the fact that everybody needs a break. Mm-hmm. And it does wonders. Like, a well-timed just do nothing day just makes everything better.
Okay.
Right? Mm-hmm. And we're going to cut it here for this episode. Thanks for listening. You can find us on Twitter. GSMC_health.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect. You can find these podcasts on iTunes, Google Play, SoundCloud, Stitcher, as well as gsmcpodcast.com. I'm Mariano.
And I'm Pauline.
We will talk to you next time.
Bye.